in Vrindavan, Seva Kunj, Nidhivan, and then grossly speaking, Jamunaji is a little bit far away.
Yes.
So here, as once you had mentioned that this is a part of the Kunj, so here Radha Kund and the Kunj, they are in close proximity. And then in Barsana, if you see... In Barsana, Pili Pokhar is there, down, and then we go to the... So, Radha Kund and Pili Pokhar, what is the subtle difference? Because both are sort of what ponds or lakes or whatever that you call.
The devotee is mentioning something about the transcendental lila style of Vrindavan, starting in Seva Kunj and Nidhivan and going all the way to Barsana, then coming back somewhere in the middle and stopping in Radha Kund. So we got a nice reminder, in hearing this question, we got a nice reminder of some of the most rustic and Madhurya Mayi packed lila stalis of Vrindavan, Seva Kunja Nidhivan, and Yamunaji. And he was discussing about the relation of the distance of how close one thing is to another. One point he was making is that there's Radha Kund, and right next to Radha Kund are the kunjas of the Sakis. So they're contiguous, and they're near each other. But actually, that some of the kunjas, like the Astasakhi kunjas, are the first series of kunjas surrounding Radha Kund, or the Astasakhis. But then beyond that, there's the Upasakhis, and then there's their Sakhis and their Sakhis. So taking the center part of Radha Kund as the hub of a wheel, or the axle or hub of a wheel, then radiating from the center of Radha Kund and Shyama Kund are 8 kunjas, and then 16 kunjas, and then 32 kunjas, and then 64 kunjas, and 128 kunjas. Because in Radha Kund and Lita's Kunj, there's what they call Yogapit, where this is called a Madhyan Yogapit. Radha and Krishna, they pause in their Sodasiki Leelas, their continuous flow, river-like flow of leelas. It just keeps moving on and on, one leela to the next. They pause, and that's called the mantra upasana. So they pause in the movements of all those leelas. They pause for some official, you can say, head count and puja. So they have a yoga pit mandir. So they're all just moving through the kunjas and the forest and Jalkeli and Holi and Julin. Then they go to an official mandir, like we go to the mandir, and in mandir we do a puja and shringar and bhog seva and shringar and shayan seva and artik and kirtan. So that all the asasakis, nupasakis, and mandris and Radha and Krishna, they come into the yogapit mandir, and then they sit there on their lotus singhasan, and then they are offered artik, some bhog and some artik. So this goes on in Radha Kund. But then surrounding, this is described in Govinda Lilamrita, surrounding the Yogapit in Vrindavan, there's the 8 kunjas, then there's their Sakis and their Sakis and their Sakis. So there's literally thousands and thousands of kunjas expanding, orbiting in all directions around Radha Kund, or all directions around Yogapit. And in Gupta Kund and Nandagram, there's a Gupta Kund on the west side of Nandagram. That's the same thing. There's a Yogapit there. That's a Pratakal Yoga Pit, morning meeting place. And those kunjas go forever. And then Vrindavan Yoga Pit, Prachin Govindaji Mandir, that's the Yoga Pit. So the kunjas go forever and ever. So there's one point is there's the kunjas can be very seemingly very far from Radha Kund also. That's one point. Now the other part of the question was, can you compare or contrast Pili Pukhar, which is part of the Barsana Leelas of Radha and Krishna, Barsana area, and Radha Kund? Well, Pili Pukhar is, as far as I know, Pili Pukhar is the site of a Naimittik Leela. Naimittik Leela means an occasional Leela. So there may be different Leelas there, because it's a a big pokhara, much be much bigger than what we see even today. Must be very vast size. Some bathing place nearby Radharani. I only know that some pastime about how it, Pili, pokhara means a lake or a big body of water, pokhara, and Pili means yellow. So there's some pastime that happens in the traveling roadshow. It happens once during the lifetime of Radharani Krishna. Their manifest Prakat Lila, let's say. Their Prakat Lila, Radharani gets some turmeric in her hand, on her hands from Mother Yashoda. Because Mother Yashoda is so excited about her. She comes every day to cook for Krishna, and she loves her so much, and she embraces Radharani when she comes, and Yashoda smells her head and kisses her forehead, and then Radharani falls down at Yashoda's feet and offers obeisances, and then Yashoda bends down and picks her up and embraces her and says, "Oh, Beti, you're like my daughter. There's no difference between you and Krishna." And when Radharani hears that, she thinks, "Oh, that's nice. That sounds so nice." And especially coming from Yashoda's mouth, "There's no difference between you and me and Krishna. Oh, that's nice. You know, you don't think this house is your house. You're my daughter. You're also my daughter. I love you. I love you as much as I love Krishna." So this is the nature of prema. Love me, love my servant. So this is in Govinda Lilamrita that Mother Yashoda, she's saying that I love you as much as I love Krishna. Because they're one, really they're one. Shakti, Shaktiman, Abheda. So then Radharani, she cooks the breakfast. So now Yashoda is very happy, so she gives many jewels and saris and ornaments and many gold coins and rewards her for her nice seva, cooking Krishna's breakfast. And Radharani brings all that back to Yavat, and Radharani's greedy mother-in-law, Jatila, she's very happy to receive all these gems and new cloth and new saris, and she opens up the box and sees all these things. She said to Radharani, "Oh, Radharani, Yashodarani, Rajeshri, Yashodarani, these saris are for me?" And actually they were given to Radharani from Yashoda. But Radharani understands the mentality of Jatila. So she says, yeah, you take. They're for you, because she wants Jatila to stay in a good mood. So she lets her go out the next morning to cook for Krishna again. So somewhere, one time, Radharani finished cooking, and she was honoring Krishna's prasad, and she was leaving, and she was just checking out the kitchen, making sure everything was tidy, and some manjris were there on either side of Radharani, ready to run and correct anything that was not quite paka, because Radharani wanted to leave the kitchen in a very nice situation. So then she was making a final check. So Mother Yashoda, she said, "Oh, the kitchen looks like a brand new kitchen. All the munchies have already cleaned all the stoves and put a new layer of fresh cow dung everywhere in the stoves. And everything is very fresh and looking very nice." So then she grabbed her hands. She said, "Oh, why do you have to come and go? You come and cook breakfast for an hour and a half and then you go. I just want you to stay here." And she was holding her hands. And then she went over to so they're in the kitchen. There was some haldi, and she took some haldi, and then she said, "You like this?" And she's a little girl. Radharani's a little girl, Chori, Vraj Chori. And what is she doing? And she had a little dona, and she was mixing a little oil and this turmeric mixing. And then she had put some on her fingers like this with a spoon. She says, "Oh, Lali," and she took her hands and she rubbed them on her hands. She took both of her hands and she rubbed Radharani's hands and said, "So now I want you to stay here and be my daughter-in-law. You have to stay here and be my daughter-in-law. And so you go back, you go to Barsana and you show Vrishabhanu Maharaj your hands. And he'll understand that this is an acceptance, that I've accepted you as my future daughter-in-law." So then Radharani returned from Nandagaon, and then she saw, "What is this? If my father sees these yellow hands, My hands are all, my heart are all peely color, yellow color from this haldi. And then this will ruin everything, because the whole joy of my relationship with Krishna is that it's parakeya. It's not, you know, it's not, we're friends with it. We don't, this is not. So she went and she, on that peely puk, or she took some mitti and some pila mitti or whatever, and she washed her hands in there, and then became yellow. That's what I understand. So that's a naimittic lila. The marriage proposal of Radharani. Yashoda's marriage proposal for Radharani to marry her son. It was washed away in Pili Pukur. Radharani literally washed it away, washed it away. I wash my hands. We have this expression in America. I wash my hands from this. Like if somebody blames someone for something and they say, no, I wash my hands from this. I don't have anything to do with this. My hands aren't contaminated by touching this thing or connected with this thing. I wash my hands. So Radharani, maybe it started there. I wash my hands. I don't have anything to do. I don't have anything to do with this marriage. I wash my hands from this. So then that's Pili Pukur, a very wonderful place. It's Nitya Lila. It's always going on. Anyone can see that lila anytime. But in the flow of Radha Krishna's Nitya Lila, it's considered naimittic lila. It happens once every Prakat Lila. So that's Pili Pukur. But we want to compare Pili Pukur Radhakund is really no comparison. They're both divya, they're both transcendental, they're both in the holy dham. But as even in the ancient Puranas, Padma Purana is saying that there's Krishna, as dear, Radharani is so dear to Krishna, and Radhakund is equally as dear. So Radhakund is not different from Radharani. And this is the tattva, that we read this tattva in the scriptures, that from the Padma Purana says, Yata Radha Priya Vishnos Tasya Kundam Priyam Tata Sarva Gopishu Sarva Gopishu Saivaika Vishnur Adyanta Vallabha. Vishnur means Krishna. Adyanta Vallabha. Vallabha means lover, beloved. Adyanta means the ultimate lover. Atyanta. There's a category in Ujjwala Nilamani of sakis called Adyantiki. Adyantiki sakis, the most intimate. Yata Radha Priya Vishnos Tasya Kundam Priyam Tata Sarva Gopishu Saivaika Vishnur Adyanta Vallabha. Of course, this is Padma Puran, and it's also quoted in Lagu Bhagavatamritam by Rupa Goswami, and in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's quoted three times in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Adi Lila, Madhi Lila twice. So of course this is the Puranas, and if you look at the ancient Puranas, most of the Puranas, even Bhagavad Purana seems to indicate that in many, many verses, that Vishnu is actually God. This is often told. So that's, here they're talking about, it says, Radha Priya Vishnos, Vishnu Adyanta Vallabha. So someone might say, how is this Vishnu, where is Krishna? Because Vishnu actually means Krishna. Because the word, because as the Acharyas say, because obviously Radha, Vishnu, if you take Vishnos to translate as Vishnu or Narayan, Narayan's consorts are called Lakshmi. Lakshmi Narayan, Lakshmi Vishnu. And Radha in the same Padma Purana, Radha is also, many stories about Radharani and Krishna, and also Astakali Lila is mentioned in ancient Padma Purana also. It's not been interpolated. It's actually there in Padma Purana, the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. But the general tendency of all Puranas, whenever they're talking about Bhagavan, they say Vishnus. So someone is a Ram Bhakta, they might say, oh, where's Ram in the Puranas? You don't find Ram in the Puranas either. You don't find Krishna in the Puranas either. You find the name Vishnu everywhere in the Puranas. So we have our Ramayana, we have our Bhagavat Puran, we have so many books that zero in on Krishna. Gopal Tapani Upanishad. Gopal Tapani Upanishad, there's thousands of Upanishads, Upa Upanishads, but of all the Upanishads, all the Vaishnavas and Advaitins, everyone, all philosophers, they accept that there's 108 that are most, they accept them as most authoritative and authentic. And one of them, of course, is Gopal Tapani Upanishad. And there it talks about Radha and Krishna. And gopis and Vrindavan and Durvasa Muni and Radharani getting a benediction that whatever she cooks for Krishna will taste like nectar and make him feel so strong and he'll be free from disease and live a long life like Amrit or Sayana. So that benediction was given to Radharani by Durvasa Muni. But that's the Leela. Radharani knows all cooking, everything automatically. It's called Swashiksha. I think it's called Swashiksha means you self-taught. Shiksha means teaching. Swa means myself. She's Swashiksha. All the arts, all the 64 arts, no one taught her how to play Veena. Radharani didn't have a music teacher. She went to Brihaspati and the heavenly planets to learn. Or she went to Bharat Muni or to Indra or Narada Muni. Narada Muni bhajana Veena Radhika Ramana Name Radhika Ramana Nam. Like this. So Radharani didn't go to Narada Muni's Veena music school. She's Swashiksha. She's self-taught. She is the art of the art. She is the art of all artists. She is the art of all artists and the artist of all painters. So there we have it. Just as Radharani is dear to Krishna, Radhakund is also dear to Krishna. Sarva Gopi Saivaka. Of all the gopis, there is one. And she is the greatest lover of Krishna. Vishnu Adyanta Vallabha. So here the Puranas, we don't find the same appellation or the same glorification of Pili Pukur in the Puranas. And of course our Goswamis, they have highly glorified Radhakund. Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Krishnas Kaviraj, who repeats the same verse. He repeats this verse three times in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yata rara priya Vishnu tasya kundam priyam tata. So all the Goswamis are talking about Radhakund, and all Chaitanya Charitamrita is talking about Radhakund. Then the Srimad Bhagavatam is talking about Radhakund, Ristasura story, and the Tikas and commentaries, and also in Puranas. But we don't find that Goswamis anywhere mentioning Pili Pukur, although it's certainly a wonderful and beautiful place. And everything, of course, is transcendental. In the Holy Dham, all the Leela Stalis, they're all perfect. Vishnu is perfect, but then there's perfect, more perfect, and the most perfect. Rupa Goswami and Lagu Bhagavatamritam, he's analyzed, and Bhagavat Tattva is Purna, Purnatara, Purnatam. So Purnam, in terms of Krishna, is Krishna in Dwarka, Dwarkadish. And Purnatara, in terms of Ras, it's a difference in ras. The tattva is one. Bhagavat tattva. Bhagavan. Ishvara. Parameshvara. Parameshvara Dwarkadish. Parameshvara Mathuradish. Parameshvara Gopinath. But the difference is in ras. In ras and prem. It's a prem. Prem vichara. So the greatest embodiment of ras and prem is Rasaraj. Rasaraj Sri Krishna in Vrindavan. He's Purnatam. Purnatam Bhagavan.